Hey, baby.
Hey.
How's it going?
I am extremely tired, but we're going to do this.
All right. Hi, everyone. Thank you for coming back to McNair Family Affairs Podcast. We appreciate you all so much. Feel free to reach out to us at McNairFamilyAffairs@gmail.com, McNair Family Affairs on Instagram, and pretty soon you'll be able to chit chat with us on Twitter, but we're not making any promises on making it happen today. So first and foremost, we want to thank you for returning. Thank you for your patience and all of that. So happy Memorial Day weekend. Thank you for all who have served our country, who have given and sacrificed the most valuable parts of their lives. In some cases, their lives. We really appreciate that. And if you are a veteran and you're listening, if you are active duty and you're listening, we just want to tell you how much we appreciate you, because what you do matters.
Definitely.
Definitely. So it is Memorial Day weekend and we are just now getting back to our life. Since a couple days ago, we traveled out of the state to go to one of our really good friends' wedding, and I just want to let you all know, like, it was amazing.
It was great. They pulled out all the stops, huh?
They pulled it all out, but let me give y'all a nugget. We did not have the baby this weekend. The baby was with her grandparents. So, you know, these grown folks got to step out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, got to spend some time, you know.
We had drinks. Okay.
We had drinks. So y'all know when we go on vacation, we come back pregnant, but this time we'll be different. We came on vacation. We went on vacation, had fun, and we came back, and I don't think that, you know, there's anything baking right now.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Mm-hmm. If anything changes, we'll let you know. But at this point, we don't think so. So, babe, let's talk about the last couple days.
Yeah, all right. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about how incredible this wedding was.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Like, let's just go through the details. So it started off with a meet and greet. So the meet and greet included family, very close friends, and really anyone who had already made it to town by the meet and greet. Super fun. Drinks, bar, pool, great conversation, meeting people.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of awesomeness.
Although, you know, that's not really my style, but, you know, I got a few drinks, so I could talk.
I think that we had a lot of fun. We didn't stay it was good because it was from 4 to 7. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a all night out type of event. And after the meet and greet, we went to eat at a restaurant. So that was good. So we went to the meet and greet, talked to people, later went out to eat. Left a little bit earlier than other people, but when we left.
Not just a little bit.
Okay. We left early enough to go back to the hotel and be grown and enjoy each other.
Yeah, we went back to the hotel. Everybody else had themselves a good time.
I think we had a phenomenal time.
I mean, we had a good time too. But I'm just saying that.
Yeah, I think they ended up going out.
They went out
of the state somewhere. Okay, whatever they did, we did something else.
we were really like a part of everything, but off to the side a little bit.
Really, we were just
doing our own thing.
I think that we were, you know, the way that we work, we're not necessarily out in the front type of people. We're more.
Come on.
We like to keep our circle small. We like to hang out and let loose with people that we really know and
yeah.
Trust. But I think that's more of me than you, but
yeah, I mean, I don't even really hang out with nobody that I know, unless I know them. But I mean, in certain instances, like, for instance, a wedding, or like, you know, the, you know, groom or somebody wanted to go out and do a whole bunch of stuff, then, you know, I'd go and do it. But, you know, it was just in this circumstance. Like, if you had gone out, then I would go out. But it was under this circumstance that that you didn't feel like going nowhere. And I was like, look, I'm with you. I'm with you.
And I love you for that. I do, because we are so, we feed off of each other so well. Mm-hmm. And we are always each other's top priority, no matter what's going on. Mm-hmm. So if I'm going, I feel up to it. You're like, okay, I'm up to it. If I don't feel up to it, you know, so on. And mm-hmm. same things vice versa. Mm-hmm. But this was more than just a wedding for one of our friends. This was our first time being out with just you and I since we had the baby. So it was more of a kind of a double hitter type weekend for us.
It was like a mini vacation.
It was a mini vacation, and I enjoyed every second of you.
I always enjoy you, baby.
No, but I think I fell in love like a lot deeper. I did. Tell me about did. It. Tell me about it. Of course. About it. Because we're in this cycle of life where we are taking care of each other. We're taking care of our daughter. We're taking care of the house. We're taking care of our careers. We're taking care of whatever pops out that week. It's something new each week, whether our daughter's getting sick, whether it's something with the job, whether it's something with changing jobs, whether it's something with, you know, money, messing up our money, mm-hmm. getting more money. You know, it's just ever changing and it never stops. And sometimes we're going through the flow so much, we never stop and remember the reasons why we love each other.
So or how we got here.
And how we got here. And I think over the weekend, I didn't know that I could fall deeper in love with you. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. But I did because of all of the small things, like your attentiveness to the details of what I'm wearing. And I didn't necessarily feel happy about my weight. And you woke up the next morning, you're like, well, I have a plan for us. When you saw that I did something different to my hair, you're like, I like your hair. You're so encouraging. You're so loving, and we dance. I love to dance with you. I love to be with you. And I love when you check me too, because there's moments where my mind wasn't in the right place and I may have said things that I didn't look at the entire picture, and you challenge me. You're like, okay, maybe you should start hanging out more. Maybe you should start spending time with this person more. And you know me, I'm like, why would I, you know, in my mind, it doesn't register. But then when I sit back and think, you always tell me things that it brings out the better parts of me. It exercises the better habits, the better qualities of me. And I love loving you. And I love how it feels to love you. I love how you appreciate the way that I love you. So I could really go on and on. But this was weekend that I can hold on to. It's very special to me. I always like hold this very, very close. It was a lot of love mm-hmm. this weekend with new marriages, great people, rekindling friendships. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, I can't really top that. But but I definitely understand, you know. I'm always falling deeper in love with you every day, so.
Yeah.
It's like. It's pretty fun. It's like a continuous process.
It's pretty fun.
It is.
It is. You know, relationships are challenging. Mm-hmm. But whether it's a good challenge or a bad challenge, really is determined by your mindset. Because there are so many points in this weekend where mm-hmm. we have a tough conversation where if I wasn't so open and less guarded with you, it could really be taken the wrong way. It could be taken as an attack or an insult. Mm-hmm. But because I understand that you want what's best for me and I want what's best for you, I was able to take what you said and figure out what I can do with it, or if I could apply it, which I figure out where you're coming from and kind of ask more questions. But it was a good challenge, but it's so easy to see how those things can go left. Mm-hmm. So love is fun with you because one, you're my bestie. And two, okay. So getting back to this wedding, after we went to dinner the following day, It was the wedding day.
Yeah, we set up. I hope so.
The wedding day, we had to get up and, you know, the bride needed a couple things to do, done with the venue. So DeMario and I went to the venue and we laid out chargers for each of the tables. We set up centerpieces. We made sure that, you know, all of the linens were the way that she had wanted it. Her cousin showed up more towards the later part and they helped. They closed it. They brought everything to a close. They came with creative ideas and they were awesome because they put her first. They put what they thought she would like. They put it first. We all worked well together. And then after that, we ended up, you know, getting dressed and we went to the wedding. And when I tell you, this wedding was love, babe.
It was great. I was tearing up in the, when she was walking in. It was like hard not to because the bride and groom, you know, they were like, the waterworks were there and it was great.
Let me tell you a thing about this couple. This wedding was big, beautiful, amazing, detailed. But even though the wedding was detailed, it has nothing on their story. It has nothing on the level of detail and dedication and commitment that their relationship had to go through to get to that moment. So for me to be as close as I am with this couple and to watch them meet at the altar and make things right with God, I'm a whole thug, but I ain't gonna lie. Like, I cried. And I think that I cried for like reasons that were like, wow, it's beautiful to see this happen.
I'm not a thug. I literally, like, I cry at stuff. Okay. Crying good movies.
Oh my baby.
All that stuff.
But
so
yeah.
So when they started crying, I was like, oh, don't do this to me.
Don't do this to me.
Don't do this to me, y'all.
Yeah. It was damn beautiful. They worked hard.
It was beautiful.
And it was beautiful in their vows.
They were beautiful.
I was like, yes to the vows, but that dress number one and two, mm-hmm. beautiful. Following the wedding, we had the reception. Oh, we had the cocktail hour. His and her beverages were great. The food was great. The venue was incredible. And then we had the wedding reception. And the wedding reception, oh my God, it was so good. There was rib eyes. It was stuffed salmon. It was salmon stuffed with crab meat. I mean, come on. Like, come on.
Yeah,
this was a wedding.
Yeah, it's good.
It was good. But let's just talk about the fact that I was tired as hell.
Definitely tired at the end of it.
When I tell y'all, I was
we
tired.
We lifted to the drink, though.
We took a lift there, and we took
and
the
we
lift
drank
that, and we drank.
And the thing was, well, I don't
a lot
know.
Is relative. You know, according to other people, we was being weak, but I think we drank a lot for us.
Well, I mean, okay. We only had, like, five, six glasses of stuff.
Only. You was drunk as hell when we got back to that apartment. Don't lie.
You were drunk as hell. Yeah. I was good. Yeah. I could have stayed up and done anything else. I actually feel like I could have drove, but, you know, we wouldn't have, which is why we lived it. But I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't feel anything, really. Until I noticed... Well, I take that back. So, I did feel something. I just didn't know that I felt it until the morning. Like, when I woke up in the morning, I felt okay.
Mm-hmm. But you felt like, dang, this is a post-hope hangover.
Right, like, well, it felt like I didn't have a hangover or anything, but I felt like normal in the morning, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, I felt normal. So, I realized that feeling normal right now, I didn't feel this way last night. I didn't feel this way.
This brings an ad to you all. Drink responsibly.
Right, right. Exactly.
You can always call a driver. And when in doubt, call a driver. Exactly. You know, please don't drink and drive. That's exactly. Something that's very important to us, and it's very important to everybody that's on the road. Make sure, you know.
Oh yeah, that's why we called one. We
weren't
We weren't about to be out there and in that giant, like,
get pulled over.
Nah,
get pulled,
not us.
Absolutely not. Yes. So that was the wedding.
Yeah.
That was the wedding, and we had a great time. And we loved each other even more. Yeah. Loved the wedding.
Yeah, congratulations to bride and groom.
Congratulations to the bride and groom. We are here for you all. Right. We are here to pray with you guys. We are here to have fun with you guys. We are here to just live life, go through life together. You need us, call.
Yeah. It's going to be us soon.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be us very soon. So, enough about the wedding.
Okay.
Let's talk about something else.
Okay.
Let's talk about our arguments more recently. Would you call it an argument?
I don't know.
Okay, so
I don't know.
can I talk about this?
I mean, yeah, sure. I'm also here listening.
You don't know what I'm about to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
We just talked about it.
Okay.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about now.
Okay.
I'm saying, but I don't know what you're going to say.
Okay.
So go ahead.
So, DeMario and I were at his parents' house, and his mother had asked me about my plan for the week and if I was going to be changing my route to work. I was confused because I didn't have any idea about why I would change my route to work. So when I said, what do you mean? She said, because DeMario will be gone this week. And I was like, huh? She said, yeah, DeMario is going to Washington. I said, I can assure you that that is not a conversation that has been had in this house. She said, oh, so poor habits of mine. I immediately caught a little tude and, you know, I felt the way. And I felt the way and we talked about it. You want to talk against anything else? You want to talk about it?
I mean...
So the point of this conversation, the argument of the week is, I kind of want to talk to you all about how sometimes you can be in relationships and you may not always be on the same page at that very moment. So in this case, it was DeMario had made plans and didn't communicate it to me before I heard about it from someone else. So, to me, I like to be in this house with Vanessa, DeMario, and Jada. I like for us to always be the first to know about anything that's in or out of this house. And the reason it's important to us, it's not it's us. That's how we are. So, it goes as far as we have the understanding in this relationship that we overly communicate, no matter what it is. If I am going to the mailbox, babe, I'm about to get up and I think I'm going to put on these shoes and I'm going to go and I'm going to grab the key and I'm going to walk down the street and I'm going to go and I'm going to check the mail, but I'm going to stand there because I want to get rid of the ads because I want to bring them to the house. And then after I do that, I'm going to come to the house and then I'm going to separate the mail in piles based on what's yours, mine's, and what is for Jada. And then we're going to choose a time and then we're going to go through them and then we're going to figure out what bills we're going to pay and whatever, blah, 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 blah. To the average couple, I'm going to check the mail. To us, I'm telling entire stories. Excessive? Possibly. It's just how we do stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, it's how... So DeMario is a man of very few words, a whole lot of action. So DeMario is more of a, I just do it. So coming into the relationship, we kind of strike balance. So DeMario would be like, oh, hey, I'm thinking about this, or what's your opinion on that? And it's just conversations every day, all day, every day. Would you say that's true? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in this particular case, when I found out, I got really upset because I felt as though he had made a decision to go on travel and I didn't know first. So mind you, this is something that happened late on Friday. It's only Monday. Time wasn't even given to mature the situation. Like, this is not, it's not a big deal in a grand scheme of things, but it mattered to me because I need to be the first to know. Because when I'm asked about it, I need to make sure that we're a united front and whatever our plans are. And we came to the agreement of, okay, we have to do things differently. So let's talk about that. Because there's some couples that don't communicate. And there are couples who communicate poorly. And there's couples that get upset and never communicate to their partner the reasons why they are upset. So in our case, you didn't initially understand the reason why I felt a way about the situation. Would you agree or disagree?
Agree.
So tell me about it. What did you think I was saying? When I, not now that you understand it, but when I just got an attitude, what was your initial thought?
My initial thought was like, you know, it's not like, my initial thought was just that we had, like, it wasn't that long ago. I pretty much just said this today. I was going to tell you today. So it didn't really register with me, like, what the problem was, because it was like, I got, like, it's not like it's not happening tomorrow. We still got time to plan for it. But, you know, that's all I thought. I didn't think anything of the rest of it because I didn't understand what you were saying. Time.
Yeah, so I first came to you and I was like, so when was you going to tell me? Mm-hmm. And you're like, wait, chill. Like, you didn't even give me a chance. But that way wasn't really working. Mm-hmm. Like, questioning, like, hold on. So I had to check myself and say, okay, you're never going to get anywhere in this conversation unless you break this down in a way that is understood. So I asked you, how would you feel if I would have made plans and told other people before I told you? And what was your response?
So I don't know.
I don't know. So I tried that way. And that didn't work. Mm-hmm. He still didn't gather what I was saying. Yeah. So I was like, okay. So I was like, DeMario, do you understand why I'm upset? Yeah. Why am I upset, DeMario? Well, what'd you say?
What did I say?
I said, you understand what I'm saying? You said, yeah, because you told someone, basically you found out
from somebody else before I told you.
Yeah. And I was like, is that it? Okay. That's the only reason why I'm upset right now. And you was like, yeah. I said, DeMario. So I said, okay, that way didn't work either. I said, okay. DeMario.
Break it down.
I was like, Jesus, come all the way down on my tongue and help me understand. Help me, Lord. So I was like, well, DeMario, it is us, and then it is anyone else. And when it's us, if there is anything that happens, I need to be the person that knows. You like, I was going to tell you, but essentially, I just didn't get the time. I didn't know. So the shit wasn't working. It really, really wasn't working. So then I had to be like, all right. He was like, well, what would have been a better way to handle this? And I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Well, if I were you and I was in this situation and I was at work and they said, oh, I'm going to have to go and travel. I would have been like, oh, okay, cool. So this is what we have to do. Okay. And on what days? Okay, cool. Not yes, not no. Okay, cool. Come back. Hey, babe, I'm at work and some travel just came up and it's looking like something I'm going to have to do. So the dates are looking like ABC. I think it'll be really beneficial. You know, is this something that we can plan for? And me being the understanding woman that I am, anything for you, babe. Of course. You just let me know how I can help. I'll do it for you, babe. Yep. And you'd be like, all right, cool. Go out work. Yeah. We can make this happen. Okay, cool. You come home. We happy as fuck, right? Like, we gonna be great, okay? Because guess what? We both was in on the decision making, okay? Oh, no, it didn't happen like that. I'm sitting here having a conversation with your mother. She telling me something's happening. I'm like, what are you talking about? I can assure you that that's not a conversation that we've had in this household. So if he going anywhere, actually, he not going. I know he's not going, because when he comes back, it's gonna be an empty house. Nothing's gonna be here, because that's not what we would be agreed on. Okay, you're right. What? A little excessive, but this is in my mind what I'm thinking. So when he asked that question, and I was able to like give him like a different way of how you could go about it, it like registered. He was like, "Okay, I see what you mean. Yeah." I feel as though you was making decisions and you didn't consult me first. And he's like, well, how can I consult you based on something that I have to do? And I was like, the only thing you gotta do is stay black and die and be here for this family. That's one thing you gotta do. But I'm like, that wasn't the right way. That wasn't the right thing to say. So I was like, well, you know, our first job is the family, right? I was like, everything else is secondary. He was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, that's our goal, right? That's first. Family over everything, right? Yeah, okay. So like when we like started like working that out and kind of working through the situation, and we understood like, okay, I was feeling away because I think it's important for us to make decisions together. I think it's important for me never to be blindsided by anything and for us to always communicate. And even if that means me overly communicating, at least you know, at least I know. Do you find it annoying that I over-communicate?
I don't know what you mean. What are you talking about?
How do you feel about when I over-communicate? Like, I just tell the details of everything.
I don't feel bad. I don't feel good. It's just what it is.
It's just what I do?
Yeah.
But if it's something where maybe I'm not trying to, if I come to you and I don't tell you the details of something, mm-hmm. What does that immediately make you feel like?
If you come to me about something and you don't tell me the details, mm-hmm. That would be different from normal. So then I'd be like, you gonna say more?
So, but
look, it's really just about baselining it. It's like, you usually tell me every motherfucking thing. So if you don't tell me everything, then I'm like, is that it? If you had started out where you only give me half the details for most things, then probably wouldn't have mattered.
Mm-mm. Because there are some times you'll be like, what else? And like, because, well, that's it. And you're like, I don't know. Let's try. Let's go through it again.
That's like, because, let's talk because about it again. I have I have a baseline. Like, we've been friends for a really long time. You tell me every single detail about things.
So when I don't, you're like, I could be like, babe, I'll be back.
You'd be like, I'm running errands.
You'd be like, errands? That's it? What are those? And then you're like, okay. Normally, if I go out and go to the store, okay, babe, I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to look for this.
Exactly.
And I'm going to go to the store and I'm look for this. And I want to go to the store and look for this. But, okay, that's the plan. Then when I leave, okay, babe, I just got to the store and I'm looking for this and I just don't know where it is. And da 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 da. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm about to leave the store. Babe, I'm about to leave the store and bop, bada, da, bop, 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 bop. Babe, I just got to the store and I'm looking at X, Y, and Z. That's not what you went for. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know, but babe, what you think about, where are you, Vanessa? You're not a Chick-fil-A. You a Chick-fil-A? Vanessa, give me a cookie. Believe Chick-fil-A. Vanessa, that is just how our relationship is built.
Yeah, so when you say, I'm going to run errands.
He looks at me like, what's the rest?
That's all you're was that it?
You're like, well.
That's all you're going to say? Okay. But if you had said.
I don't know.
But the thing is, if you usually go around saying, I'm just gonna run some errands, then I would have been like, oh, all right. But that's not usually what you do. So now I'm like skeptical. Like, what? Huh? What you mean?
You're like, hold on, wait. What is an errand? Like, maybe it means something and, you know, it's not what I think it is. But, okay, so all of this to say, it was a very great, like, moment for our relationship. Because we're always going to have ups and downs and twists and turns. But communication, we try to make sure that it's always on the forefront. And sometimes we got to sit there and we got to talk about something over and over and over again until we are on the same page. And a part of this, what we're building, is we're gonna keep trying. We're gonna keep at it. We're gonna talk about the fact I don't get it. Because you could have very well have been like, yeah, babe, anything for you. Of course, I get it. But then I don't know if that'll really work with me because I'm asked questions. So you're like, I'm sorry. And I was like, well, what are you sorry for? Exactly. So how do you interpret what I'm saying? You know, I'm gonna keep asking, so it's kind of hard to like BS me.
Man, they're trying to BS you.
Well, not necessarily BS me, but it's kind of hard to get away with something without me making sure that I understand that you understand. Mm-hmm. Would you say that's a fair statement?
Uh huh.
Yeah. So that was good. I think that we are on the same page now, babe.
Me too.
Was it good? What, did you appreciate the long back and forth of?
Yeah. I appreciated that.
What is your concern? What was your concern of the week?
I don't got concerns. I'm living a good life. Everything straight.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
That's your final answer?
Final answer.
Oh. I love you.
I love you too.
What do you want to leave the people with?
Don't get into debt.
Listen, somebody asked us for advice. I can't even get into this. How much time do we have?
How much time do you want
to
have?
What time is it?
You're about 34 minutes right now.
Let's not go over 34 minutes. Okay. Don't get into debt. We keep telling you all this, and I hope that you listen. Remember, people out here front on Instagram like they have it. They don't really have it for real because 1 + 1 = 2, okay? 1 + 1 = 2. So if your 1 + 1 is equal to 6, that means 4 of it is borrowed. Okay? So if you out here with, you know, average, you know, salaries and whatnot, and you out here pushing rosies and all that stuff like that,
just don't go into debt. That's always my
answer. You borrowing too much. Don't go into debt. That's always our story. Hey, book of the week, read The Two Income Trap. Very, very good book. Check us out.
Book of the week. A Game of Thrones.
All right. It's great. Thank you for coming over. You're always welcomed. And I will talk to you soon. Anything else, babe? All right. Love y'all.
Bye.